Boston, proper noun. The most populated city in New England, home to over 550,000 people.
Bastard, noun. One who is both intelligent and a prick.
Brigade, noun. A group of people banded together for a better cause.
Boston Bastard Brigade, a group of men and women from the New England area who give their take on entertainment and sports. They also spend 3 days trying to find new definitions for the intro. And believe me, they're almost running out of them. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, so what are we going to do an introduction with now when we run out of definitions?
Probably us slamming our dicks in a drawer or some stupid shit like that.
We'll invite a bottle of Jack Daniels over and everybody can hear a clog as we chug.
Yeah, otherwise I'd pass out on the couch again and you try to move me and then I try to take a swing at you.
Yeah, but then you'll fly across the room.
But it was fun.
You don't remember it.
Right. No, I don't remember it, but it still was fun, probably.
And that's the sort of fun that we always have here on the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Listen, St. Patrick's Day and a
Boston alcohol. Boston Bastard Brigade.
We do not condone underage drinking.
Sure we do. No, I'm just kidding.
It's safe for legal reasons.
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
You know, we don't want some weird hippie dude coming, you should be telling the kids you drink alcohol. Dude, are you stoned? Look at that on my run. Wait, just it's like, Tommy Chong.
Just like Guamba says, put the crack pipe down.
Okay. Yeah, go Guamba.
This is
the Boston Bastard Brigade. When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 10. I got your King Koopa right here.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston, we're singing.
Welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I am King Baby Duck.
I'm Blue Onyx.
I'm Anvil.
And Shay's Black Flame is...
absent.
Absent.
Same with Bizzo. He wasn't able to come today either. I'm so lonely.
Hey.
I'm sorry. Were you in the room? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. Actually, no, I'm sorry. I was in the room with your ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
Bastard.
She said hi, by the way.
That's what we're all about here. No, I'm just kidding.
She did say hi.
All right. Okay, sure.
Anyway, don't forget to check out our website at bostonbastardbrigade.com. Our email address is thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. Send us some feedback and requests for topics and things to review. Or even just talk about some things that you would like to get off your chest, and we'll even read that off for you.
Yeah, also, the other thing I can suggest is if you go onto our website, I mean, yes, please check it all out, look at the articles, but do us a favor, comment on the motherfucking thing.
And no spamming.
Yeah. Yes, no spamming. For the love of Christ, I have just had it with these people because I had to clean up, like, 20 spam messages from people that are trying to, like, sell 2-bit Tylenol and...
And if I get one more, like, email saying, you want to get ripped like this guy? Use this product.
And have you ever noticed that it's not the same two guy? Well, it's not the same guy in the picture. There's this guy that's just completely white, and then the second guy is like, he has like a tan line.
Well, no, what it is like, it's just one guy, but it's like 5 different products, and it's the same guy in every product. It's like, maybe he has it right. He's 20 products!
You know,
and then died.
The one that I got was, here, need a girlfriend? And then when it shows the picture, it shows this really hot girl with, like, big boobies, and she's got, like, a shirt on it, and it says Texas A&M, and it says that she's from your area, and I'm like, no, it's kind of funny that she's wearing a Texas A&M. I don't notice anybody around here wearing Texas A&M.
Exactly. And then, you know what? How do you even know where you live? That's the creepy part.
No, what they do is they take it from your profile, they find out where you're from, like, you know, if you're from Massachusetts, and they find out what your area code is, so they put it in the area and say that, you know, from Lane.
Yeah. Well, like,
or Boston, or Revere, or whatever, yeah. So.
Well, I find it really funny, like, you know, you click on it sometimes, you know,
just to see what it is, and it's like true.com or some bullshit like
it's
that.
It's like 70,000 women from Lynn are all single. Like, dude, we have like 90,000 people in Lynn. How are 70 of them women? They're all single.
Yeah, no shit.
You know, this poor man, he clicked on it.
That and Foo Bar.
Well, yeah, exactly. One of my coworkers, he clicks on it. You know, like one of those match.com or whatever. And that first person that shows up is like this 400-pound woman that he's matched with. She's in there in a tube top and like booty shorts.
Way to start the show.
He actually thought that was an advertisement for the New England Aquarium. She was sitting by a pool. So he thought Shamu just climbed out of the water.
No, that's SeaWorld.
Yeah, that too. Either way.
Whatever, it's still a water park.
Anyway, before we go down any dark...
Whoa, what do you think we're going down for?
I live with the vagina, but come on.
That's too big. It might have teeth that might eat you.
You gotta stop watching those weird Japanese movies.
I don't watch Japanese movies. Unless it's Bruce Lee, and that's Chinese.
Either way.
And he's dead.
On to video games, and I picked up Mario Kart Wii, the 8th installment of the Mario Kart series. It is currently the number 8 best-selling game of all time, with over 17.4 million copies
sold. That's sad. It's only number 8, and you're talking about it? Where's number 1?
Number 1 is Super Mario Brothers from the NES.
That's right. Good classic games. The Pac-Man is probably like number 2.
Nope. It's not even on that list.
Well, then that's bull, because Pac-Man's awesome.
Where are you going?
Take another shit.
My phone was vibrating.
Oh.
It's a girl.
Oh.
But it's a lady. No, I'm just kidding. There's my worst ladies' man impression. All right, anyways, let's go on with it, because Anvil needs to go talk to his women's. So, anyways, back to...
Women's.
All right, anyways, Mario Kart.
All right, it has everyone's favorite Mario characters, including the new ones from the recent Super Mario Galaxy game. And then it's got, like, new tracks, but it's also got some of the few classic tracks from the original Mario Kart game, Mario Kart DS... Mario Kart 64, Mario Kart Double Dash for GameCube, and the gameplay is practically a race for your life. And you got these crazy weapons, from shells to lightning to bullets to like the crazy blue shell that knocks out the person in the first place, which pisses me off when I get hit with it.
Alright, I know I pretty much mentioned this last week, but Death Race, but in cartoon form, with Mario's. So, there you go. It just works out that way.
Yeah, pretty much.
Except nobody dies. It's just senseless acts of, you know...
violence.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, these weapons can make a person go from first place to last place, like it's happened to me a bunch of times.
Or otherwise, when you're right at the finish line, you could be winning and gonna be in first, and then all of a sudden you just get, bam, fucked in the ass, and all of a sudden the other guys go by you and you end up in fifth place.
Yep.
So, yes, it's a big, you know, nice little clusterfuck game.
Yep. It adds frustration, but it also adds a bit of a challenge to the game, too.
Yeah, especially when you're playing online. Yes, we said online.
You can race anyone from anywhere. Yes. That's right. You can be racing against people from China,
Germany,
Japan, Germany, Sweden, the UK, Spain, Italy. Everywhere that has this game, you can race them.
You can play Mortal Kombat with your friend in Vietnam. Okay.
Cable guy.
Yes, cable guy. I know. I'm sorry. I just had to bring it out.
And here's the kick-ass part about it. It's free.
Yes, it's free because it actually has a Wi-Fi connection. I found out that this is also going on with the PS3 as well. You don't have to pay for the internet on PS3.
You're kidding me. You
which
don't?
Pisses me off because I pay $50 a year for Xbox Live.
Yes.
Fuck you, buddy.
And what's good, too, is when we're playing this game, there's, like, little to no lag whatsoever. There might be a tiny itty-bitty bit when you're playing two players, but when you're one player online, There's no lag whatsoever. It's smooth as a baby's behind.
And the And the beautiful thing that when you pay for it, what is it? How much did we pay for it?
It was $50.
Yeah, so $50, but it also comes with that wheel that usually is holding, like, what?
I'm holding the steering wheel accessory right here. And what's cool, too, is when you're kind of playing it, it kind of gets you back to the old feeling when you were a little kid. You turn left when they turn left, you turn right when you turn right.
But this actually interacts with it instead of, like, you know, the whole, you wish it did this with the, you know, stupid freaking controllers and all that other bullshit.
Now, you can play this with the Wiimote. You can play it with the classic controller setup on the Wii. You can even play it with the GameCube controller, too.
The only thing that I have a problem with is that it doesn't give you the Wii Motion Plus setup on there either. But
well, because this came out, like, over a year before that you were...
Yeah, I know. But they need to make a bigger wheel. Because I see the ones that are dealing with... dealing with, like, you know, Xbox or PS3 has the big-ass, you know, wheels kind of set up, and it's got the stick shift, and it's got all that other stuff. So I can only imagine how it would be if you're playing Mario Kart with the manual setup instead of an automatic, because we just usually play it in automatic.
Right. Now, for me, this was a flawless racing game, a 10 out of 10 for me, basically. What were your thoughts of it when you were playing it?
I definitely liked it. I kept on kicking ass and taking names. I especially like the it's not all just Mario Kart. It's actually, like, they got motorcycles.
Yes.
And I thought that was pretty fucking sick, you know, setup that they could have added to it, because that's all I could ask for, you know, a game, is to have multiple setups. The only thing is I'm wondering how far the fuck you've gotten. King Baby Duck.
Okay, I've beaten the 50cc. I unlocked all the levels in there, but I have to do the 100 and the 150 to unlock
all
that.
Yeah, but I know that there's going to be an unlock for either the 250 or 300 cc. There's got to be another one, because it looked like there was another slot in there.
Well, what's cool, too, is once you beat the 50cc with the regular cars, it unlocks the ability to play with the motorcycles in that area.
All right, so now the question I have is did that open up anything more of characters, or is that just...
Yeah, you can unlock characters too,
and then also you're going to be able to work as you're going to have your me character able to race
two,
as well.
There's two different me ones you can race as.
Okay, so what do you mean in that way?
Well, there's going to be like a me race car, or one me race car two, and just in case if like there's two people playing.
Yeah.
So that way you won't have to give up one to use the other.
Oh no shit, that's cool. Mm-hmm.
Because you know how if one's playing Yoshi, you can't play Yoshi. Or, like, that sort of... If one player's... Well, for example, if you both want to play Yoshi, you can't. You'd have to flip a coin and...
Yeah, so it's usually that kind of setup.
Yeah, but with the Miis, no problem.
No kidding. Mm. That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, this one thing I would like to see for Wii that you play online, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of just joking.
Yeah, we were just talking about
that. I heard
that.
You. But you know, like, they have the new technology where you wear the vest and, you know, it mimics all your movements? Imagine playing somebody in, like, Japan in Mortal Kombat.
Or, like the Project Natal thing. So.
Yeah, Project Natal looks like...
Project Natal would be better off for that. No. With the Wiimote, it kind of, sort of, but what you got to do is you got to get that thing that EA released, that whole exercise thing.
Yeah,
but you have to set it... The active. But you would have to have it set up so it'd be both arms and both hands.
Yeah, but that's the other thing that I have to say about that is I found out that there was another vest that was created like this, but it's not like it's out there like fully, and actually I have to go look it up and see if the price has dropped on it, but there was, I don't know if you remember back in playing Sega Genesis, there was this actual thing called, I can't remember off the top of my head.
I know what you're talking about.
It's still like, it's sitting in my garage right now, and you'd wear the vest, and when you were ever playing like one of those games, it would rock, and you could actually feel the punches and all that other stuff. And there's one that they actually have that they made. I'm not sure if it's only for PC or if they've actually made it for the system consoles, but they have it set up so that you could actually wear this and you could feel all that stuff. And also they made a helmet one.
Ooh.
So you could wear it on your head, so when you're running around, and probably if you're playing Call of Duty and you get shot in the head, you're going to fucking feel it. So...
Sorry, but I'd be that sick individual if my friend's playing boxing wearing it, he gets knocked out, and walk over and just deck him in the face, and he's like, oh, dude, that really hurt, and we'd all be laughing at him because he's got blood coming out of his nose.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sick bastard. So what's our next segment here?
Let's talk sports.
Yes, sports. We've got the TV on.
We got the TV on. We're watching
Iowa.
Iowa versus Iowa State University. Go Buckeyes! No, Ken was Hawkeyes. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I have nothing to report. No, I'm kidding. Red Sox got rained out yesterday, so they play a doubleheader tomorrow.
They had some interesting games this week.
They have a couple.
There were some good ones, but I do have to bring up a giant thing in sports this week. This is the only time you'll ever hear me do this. To Derek Jeter, I have to go. That's it. He gets three. That's it.
He's got the clap? Oh, my fucking head.
No.
I told him not to sleep with those women.
Hey, that's what happened.
That's A-Rod.
No. Oh. Gina went and slept with a girl after A-Rod did.
Oh!
Yeah, we're not going to get into that conversation. No, he is now the all-time Yankees hitter. He did beat Lou Gehrig yesterday. Mm-hmm. And he didn't get one of those cheap singles. He hit it down the first base line.
Too bad he didn't get his disease.
Oh! Dude.
Still too early, dude. How many years? 70?
I'm just thinking, let's help cure Lou Gehrig's disease. You're too right. He died 70 years ago.
That's what you think. He's frozen.
Right next to Tay Williams.
Hey, they put that close. All right. Now, college football. I'm making my predictions for this week. It is now currently Saturday, September 12th.
He's going to pull out his
pants.
Yes. No.
It's at 3:21 p.m. So you guys can say, don't say that the game is already on. I'm taking Notre Dame over Michigan. And my upstate, I'm taking Ohio State over USC.
I'll take everything that goes against your fucking thing, just because I want to be the best.
I'll definitely sing.
So dog. I don't want to sleep with your mother. So that, does that mean you want to? Oh, got you.
I was meaning in college football terms. You fuck.
I'm taking Notre Dame over Michigan because let's face it, it's the Fighting Irish.
All right, I got him on my back with Notre Dame. But what do you take for Ohio State versus USC?
I gotta go with Ohio because I got relatives from Ohio.
See?
Good answer.
He doesn't know anything about sports, but he knows how to rationalize, and he's not one of those people. They got pretty uniforms.
Yeah.
I want to punch those people. Y'all entitled to your own opinion, but if I hear you say that they have pretty uniforms so you want them to win, I will bust your eyes out.
Their uniforms have sparkles.
No, that's a Twilight vampire.
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
We're not going to get into sparkles during my sports segment.
Okay, just keep going.
It's like the herpes of the arts and crafts world. You try to wash them off, but they don't come
off.
Hey,
we're not talking about Derek Jeter anymore.
Oh.
We already gave him enough, fucking light.
I know. I at least I mentioned it.
15 seconds of fame instead of 15 minutes. Okay. So, go ahead. Any fucking time, sweetheart.
All right. This is kickoff weekend for the NFL.
Well, we had the game on Thursday. That's
a kickoff weekend!
Okay, fine. Fuck Thursday, there was the game with Steelers and what?
Titans. It went to overtime, and the Steelers won by 3.
Bullshit.
But Troy Polamalu got injured.
Ooh, wow.
Because some guy thought he was a girl and tried to jump on him from behind and crushed his knee.
Ouch.
Yikes. Yeah. He saw that long hair. He's like, I want to pull that hair around like a donkey.
Sounds like a beach whale.
Oh, I'm going to help with that one.
Yeah.
And yesterday, on a serious note, Michael Jordan was inducted into the NBA Hall of Fame.
You were about to say the NFL Hall of Fame.
No, I wasn't. I thought. Now, my friend Mr. Ducks over here does not think Michael Jordan was that good.
No, it's not that. It's just he was an amazing player, yes, but I don't think he's the sort of basketball player that has
a caliber for it.
That has a caliber for being retired, for having his number retired throughout the entire league. He's not like the Jackie Robinson. He didn't break barriers or whatsoever.
Yeah, but he's done things that people will probably never ever do again.
What, make a shoe company?
That was on Cologne.
Yes.
Starring actually Looney Tunes cartoon.
Truthfully, when they talked to him about that yesterday, he said, you know how he retired in 93? Mm-hmm. He said, because that stuff started again when basketball wasn't a passion, that he needed to step away from everything to get the love of the game back. He said,
that was because his dad was murdered.
Yes. His father was also murdered, and he found out. I'm sorry.
Anyways, go ahead.
Alright, for those who don't understand what's going on, we're watching a college football game with no volume, and a commercial just came on for Keystone Light, and an old man tells the kid, throw me the beer, and he throws, hits the old man in the head, and he's like screaming.
And people are just going, people up, like, why would you do such a thing? And he goes up to say sorry.
And he takes the water to the groin. His testicular are coming out of his nose and everything. It's quite funny.
You see, but you had to have laughed at the part where you were talking about the death of Michael Jordan's father.
Dude, you had to bring that up. I don't think anybody would have noticed if you didn't mention that. But no, Michael Jordan said that it was a huge thing when they found his father shot dead in his car on the side of the road. For anybody, that would be, it's horrible.
Traumatizing.
I mean, he put up 63 points in one game before. He's one of seven players to win an NCAA championship, an NBA championship, and a gold medal in the Olympics. He's won five NBA championships, six NBA Final Four champions, and come on. That boy could fly. That's why he's Air Jordan. Watching that, I mean...
All right, so now the question I have is what was his longest, like, jump from, like, let's say, did he go past the free throw fucking...
He has done it, but the form wasn't well.
Yeah.
The ball rolled off. The one from free throw is when he got a full dunk.
Yeah, so more or less... No, I'm just wondering what it was.
But, I mean, still, that's a pretty far jump.
Yeah, it is a pretty far fucking jump.
You know, not many people could still do that. And
when I think of, like, people breaking barriers, I kind of think of, what was his name? Muggsy Bogus, or what?
Muggsy Bogue.
Yeah.
A very, very short guy who
is still able to keep up with the bigger guys, so, yeah.
But what
that's the type of guy I admire.
It's not breaking barriers, it's what he did while he was on the court. And what he did to inspire people.
Yeah.
Because people don't realize, they look at the numbers, and that's one thing, but look at how he inspired people. Mm-hmm. Guys like LeBron James, who wears number 23, wore that number just because Michael Jordan inspired him. Mm-hmm. You know, LeBron came from a bad situation and said, watching Michael Jordan, seeing that, because everything that he came through, that he could do it too.
Right.
So he inspired.
And a lot of people don't notice, but he did this all with, correct me if I'm wrong about this, without one of his big toes.
I am not sure about that one.
I've heard Michael Jordan, when he was younger, he accidentally cut off one of his big toes.
I didn't hear that. But I'll have to look into
chopping wood.
Oh, great.
I will have to look into that, and I will have an answer by next week.
Okay, so if I'm wrong, you will be corrected.
We'll write a little tiny article.
Yeah.
Taking care of it. But no, I mean... And what a lot of people don't realize is, shoe company makes all this money and stuff, but he used to give out free shoes to kids that couldn't afford them and stuff. He's given a lot of things out for free. It's not about money for this man.
Has he gone to third world countries and do it too?
Yeah, he's been everywhere.
Okay, just make sure.
Michael Jordan does a lot of things, and he even made a joke. He's like, I can see myself playing basketball at 50. Everybody laughs. He's like, don't laugh. He's like,
I can come out of retirement again, bitches! No, I'm just kidding.
He's like, I could pull a Brett Favre!
Yeah, basically. He starts fucking hopping from team to team.
Well, because didn't he used to own the Washington Wizards, too?
No, I don't know about
that. No, he did.
Ooh!
He did, because remember, he played for that team for like a couple seasons.
Yeah.
No shit.
He played for them and then became one of their owners, and you had to bring up the dark part of Michael Jordan's life when he drafted Kwame Brown first overall, and Kwame turned out to be a hunk of shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm predicting a good upset. I'm saying Central Michigan's going to beat Michigan State today, too. I do want to call that one. It's going to be a close game, but I think it. Does anybody agree with me on this one?
Okay, I agree with you on that one.
Hey, Blue finally agreed with me on something.
Fucker.
Who am I fucking?
I don't want to say.
Shut up.
Anyways.
Okay,
I got a thing about what was going on, because I was watching college football the other night when I was sitting there at work.
You can watch football? Very good. We're proud of you.
Don't touch my leg. Anyways, I was watching the whole setup going on with
Clemson and Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech, and all I have to say is Georgia Tech won against Clemson.
Yes, but by three.
I have to say that I almost puked at work because of the fact that their cheerleaders were so fucking hideous.
Oh my god.
I'm like, you know what? When I think of Georgia, I think of Georgia Peach, and these were peaches. They were fucking rotten to the core.
They had this one
they had that. Go. They got the pitch.
That's fine. Hey, Sonny, I'll suck your head from a corner.
Oh, shit. All right.
That was bad. So,
that's awful, dude. No, but they had this one blonde girl. When she was acting all excited, her eyes were all bugged out. I'm like, yo, who gave her the crystal meth? Because I swear, she looked like she was on crystal meth or something.
Yeah, it was really bad. I'm sorry, but, you know, when you want to put out the you know, the cheerleaders and everything.
Well, she
like
is
that,
a cheerleader, so we all know that she probably does put out.
Yeah. But
she's got to pay her college tuition somehow.
No, I'm kidding. Not all cheerleaders put out. You know, that is a bad stereotype. I love cheerleaders. Only the crackhead looking ones. Or the ones that need money.
Ooh.
Yikes.
I have a very deep vajayjay.
Alright, so. So, what was it? The Bruins are going to be starting up sometime soon.
They
and also the Celtics as well, so I'm looking forward to that.
Do you know who I heard came out of retirement to play for the Bruins?
Who's that?
Brett Orr.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Come on, he's like 60. I love him to death, but come on. Mm-hmm. Oh, and actually, you know what?
I was thinking about Seabass.
I was thinking Cam Neely.
Yeah, Cam Neely, that would be great.
Whoa!
He got nailed, too.
And I hope everybody out there in Bastardland wishes me and Blue some luck. We start our flag football league tomorrow.
Yeah.
Woo! But
what's the name of your team?
We're not going to discuss that.
Why?
Do you remember back in, like, what was it, 96 or something like that for the Olympics and the basketball team? You know what name they were called?
The Dream Team?
That's the name of our team.
Good answer! Yes. So, yeah, we're pretty much the Dream Team, except we're not rocking some really fucking stupid colors. So,
yeah.
What are we supposed to be rocking? Like, black and yellow or whatever? Yellow, but I don't know.
We're
the bumblebees.
Yes, we're going to be the
bumblebees. Fuck you. Yeah, dude, watch out. You know, you might be allergic. We'll sting you. All right, but now that sports is over, because I have no more to say. Oh, actually, no, I do have one more thing. Sean Merriman was acquitted on all charges for choking a bitch.
That bitch being Tila Tequila.
Yes, because she went and signed the whole citizen's arrest warrant. And I'm sorry, Sean Merriman's no little guy. She's a tiny little bitch. She had no marks.
10, I heard.
Yeah, and like 100 pounds or something.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably screaming right now because I said she even weighed, you know, triple digits.
Yeah.
Sorry, 71 pounds, okay? No.
You happy now? You happy?
But she had no marks on her and all that other stuff.
Well, so, she's really good with the fucking makeup, man.
She's
gorgeous.
If there's no proof.
I love Asians. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But, so, you know, they acquitted him and they can't prove that he held her against her will, so... Good job for Sean Merriman. It shows that the, you know, the famous people don't always get their way because Tila Tequila is more famous than Sean Merriman.
That's right. Times, they are changing.
It's all because of the vajayjay. Because she has a beautiful vajayjay. And speaking of vajayjay, Oprah Winfrey.
Wait.
On the most powerful and influential women's list, got number 8.
Yes!
Unfortunately, they're still looking for the bodies or the... Hopefully alive of 1 through 7. We wish him all the luck in finding them.
Oprah probably ate them.
All right,
I'm sorry.
Anyways.
She deep fried them. Just like nom.
Whoa, do you think she'd wait that much time to eat? She probably ate 1 through 3 while the rest were deep frying. All
right. So the one thing that I want to say for sports is UFC is going to have the heavyweights where Kimbo Slice is going to
Yes.
So wait, what is that UFC? What
UFC heavyweights?
Heavyweights. Yeah, it's going to be UFC heavyweights, and I definitely look forward to Kimbo Slice kicking some ass and taking some names.
Or him getting his ass whooped again.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
I think that was a fluke.
That was a fluke. Friggin' one time.
He probably didn't get a lot of
action.
Sleep the night before. You know,
so he just fell asleep.
No, it's not that. It's just the concept that he was supposed to be fighting one guy, but Ken Shamrock had to back out because he was practicing and he split his eye and like on the top part of his like eye open, and they had
stitches.
To get it stitches,
so
he can't fight with stitches. So it's more or less they had to, you know, they didn't even get to postpone the fight, and plus it was Strikeforce, and now Strikeforce is basically gone, and
That was Elite XC.
That was Elite XC, and now Strike Force is taking. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's on Showtime now, right?
Yeah, it's on Showtime. So, but more or less, I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully, I'll be able to watch it when I'm sitting there at work doing absolutely nothing like usual. next to that, the other thing I wanted to say is Gina Carano is actually becoming like an actress now.
Yeah,
really.
She is in this new movie called Blood and Boned.
Yes, it looks very good.
And
what's it about?
That if you've ever seen the movie Undisputed.
Yeah, a little bit.
There was the movie Undisputed 2 with Michael Jai White. Yeah. So we're not talking about fucking.
He was the guy who played Spawn.
Yeah, he was the guy who played Spawn. He was also in The Dark Knight. He was the one who got fucking sliced by the throat by
the Joker.
Yeah, by the Joker.
It's not the pencil trick guy.
No, it's not the pencil trick guy. It's the guy who is the head part of that. The one that says, "Oh yeah, they brought him in for dead." Yeah, $500,000.
Oh yeah, him.
Him, yeah. So this is one of those fight movies. So more or less, it's going to be a really kick ass movie. I'm just wondering where Gina Carano comes in, but her name's going to be Veretta. So that's looking interesting. And also, there's another movie that she's doing called Knockout, and it's supposed to be like a spy movie. And she's going to be one of the lead roles. So I'm looking happy.
The thing I'm really worried about is the fact that
Gina Carano did Crush as on Gladiator. She played the one of the gladiators on Crush.
The thing I'm a little bit worried about is her being typecast.
What do you mean typecast?
As in they're only going to be putting her in roles as in like a fighter.
The hot, kick-ass girl?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? Sometimes if you got it, flaunt it,
But I would like to see her do, like, what The Rock did,
Yeah, like those kind of, side movies and stuff.
But if you remember, when The Rock first started, a lot of his stuff was fighting, too, and then it worked out of it.
Yeah.
Right, and that's what I'm hoping that Gina Carano does.
He did Walking Tall.
Then he did Southland Tales, which was completely
That was like a whole art thing by itself.
He did Get Smart.
You guys can laugh at me. I don't give a fuck. I liked him in Game Plan.
Well, yeah, he did.
It was a football movie, but it also had that really cute little girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what made the movie.
Every time I went to a bar and somebody ordered a margarita, all I could picture was that little girl in the movie. She's like, he gave me some weird colorful drink. It was called Margarita. It's like, I couldn't drink because of that little girl. Thank God, I'd be sitting there with my Jack Daniels and somebody would order a margarita. I'm like, fuck you, little bitch.
I love my Baileys. I'm sorry. We do not condone drinking.
No, not at all.
Give me my Miller Lite, motherfucker.
Well, then hand over my 30 rack of Bud.
Okay, fine.
Bud Light with who? And don't forget
we're so fucked.
Half gallon of Jack.
All right, so what we got next? Movies?
Yeah, movies. Let's first talk about the movie that you went and saw, Extract, the new one from Mike Judge.
Punch Yourself in Balls.
You know how we ate at Fuddruckers and I just ate it and I had to go into the rest facilities and
blow your ass out.
I think that shit was better than the movie. It was smooth.
I think that was a bit too far.
I know.
That's funny as shit. Everybody said that, they're like getting grossed out here laughing.
All right. Well, anyways, Extract was I was expecting something like Office Space or Idiocracy. It just didn't go to the caliber. But what is it? Mila Kunis.
Yes.
Okay. Good. I got it now. I think I got it.
Mila
Kunis was really hot, but she played as a 5-finger discount kind of person, more or less. If you don't understand, she steals shit, for a living, and she's a con artist. She pretty much used her vajayjay to get around. So she was, kind of one of those girls.
A motorcycle would come out of her vajayjay, and that's how she would get around.
Basically. No, I mean more or less she'd sleep with anybody that, she could manipulate to get money.
Meet up with her right now.
Well, anyways, it starts out pretty funny. You know the Gibson guitar that I have?
Yes, yes.
She's at a guitar center, right?
Yeah.
There's these two guys that are, trying to, hit on her and everything like that, and she's saying that she's buying it for her father. So then she's like, oh, yeah, do you have this guitar in another color? And, the color was pretty nice. It was, a red setup and everything like that. And the guys go, yeah, sure, oh, you know, I'll go get the guitar. And he's like, yeah, I'll go get the case. And they go to run in the back, and she's waiting for them to get in the back, takes the guitar, and goes into, just walks out of the store, gets into her car, and drives off. And the guys come back going, fuck! And I think that was one of the, maybe one of the funny parts next to the other guy.
What about the Gene Simmons parts?
Well, Gene Simmons, all right, well, to explain that part first, before him. All right, who's the guy that's going to be on the new movie that's coming out that you really want to see in the next
Jason
month?
Jason Bateman?
No, something Junior. Motherfucker, you know the guy for Boondock Saints?
Yes.
The guy, the creepy motherfucker.
Oh, Clifton Collins Jr.
Thank you, because seeing that I just don't have my computer in front of me,
I can't
look up the name.
I thought when you said Junior, it was the name of the movie. I'm like, what movie?
Well, Clifton Collins Jr., he's playing this, you know, guy that has been working at this extract plant.
What kind of extract?
Vanilla, cherry, all these other stuff. Like,
did they make almond?
Probably. I don't know.
Because yeah. I don't like almond. So I don't like
who gives a shit? Stop getting off topic. Well, anyways, he's working or something like that. And
does he have
there's
the weird hippie
two
hair?
Shut the fuck up.
No, does he have the chase eyes with the weird hair?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, weird. He creeps me out.
So anyways, the motherfucker has, he's working for the extract company, and he goes around fixing stuff. He's going to be like, he wants to become like the manager of the floor or some shit like that.
It's called the floor manager.
Fine. Floor manager. And there's these two, you know, old women that, you know, no matter what's going on around them, they seem to be bickering and bitching and whatever. And they're kind of pissed off that there's these immigrant workers and everything like that. And one of them he's just trying to figure out the machines because he just got hired from this kind of like immigration program thing.
Yeah.
So, gee, thanks, douchebag.
Sorry, the movie's like putting me to sleep just hearing the description.
Exactly. Well, anyways, he stopped for a second, and the stupid bitches go, "Fine, I'm not gonna do my job," which means her stopping the friggin' thing from going. So all of a sudden, the bottles fall off the rack. Then, you know, people slip, and just it goes into a domino effect, and it breaks the machinery and sends this piece of metal flying towards the guy. What's his name? Clifton Collins Jr. There you go. Sorry. Fuck. Clifton Collins Jr., and it takes off one of his balls.
Oh, shit!
So let's put it this way. He's, you know, after he gets out of the hospital and all that other bullshit, he, you know, Mila Kunis finds out that, you know, he's going to get some settlement money, but he's not going to go to court to sue the actual company past the settlement. So what's going on with that is Mila Kunis comes in, starts hitting on him, and, you know, like I said, uses her, you know, beauty and vagina to get around and everything like that to, you know, manipulate him to hire this guy. That's, you know, one of those park bench ones. You know how you see the park bench commercializations of lawyers and stupid shit like that? Yeah, well, that's where the lead singer of Kiss.
Yeah, Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons comes into the pictures. Now, I have to say Gene Simmons was hilarious in this part because the whole concept of the losing the balls part, they sit down to talk because they wanted to settle. And they give him a piece of paper and says, here, this is what you need to pay in order to take care of this. So he goes to look at the number and he says, no fucking way. It doesn't show you the number exactly, but he says, no fucking way. Because of the fact is the company is not that strong to make that amount of money or something like that. So Gene Simmons comes over to the door and he goes, you know what? All right, we'll settle this right here, right now. He's like, now if you take your balls, and he opens the door, and put your balls in this fucking door as I slam them, then we'll be settled. He's like, dude, I'm not going to go put... If you put your balls in this door, and I'll slam it, we take care of it right here, right now. And he kept on saying it, and then it got to the point where they almost got into a fist fight. So that probably was one of like the main funny parts, but for some reason, I can't say that this movie was all that funny. And
what would you rate it?
I would do, like, out of 10, maybe a 5 easily. But more or less, it just wasn't up to Mike Judge's caliber. I was kind of disappointed.
I gotta show you the Detroit Metal City movie with Gene Simmons in it as the semi-villain.
Yeah.
Semi-villain.
But yeah, but more or less, I have to say, it's just, you know, it was sad. It was just not the caliber of any of the movies that Mike Judge has put out there. And
yeah.
It saddened me.
I don't know. See, I think Mike Judge is a great person. You know, I love all of his work. Beavis and Butthead.
Yes, of course.
Of course.
Those were fucking hilarious. I don't think this man knows how to make anything bad. Losing.
No, my judge can't make anything bad.
Okay, whatever, man. You know what? Fine. Rent it when that motherfucker comes out and see what I'm talking about.
I'll just go out and buy it.
Fine. Fine.
Because I think it's going to be that good of a movie.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Well, anyways, alright. On to the movie that we saw today.
We saw a movie today?
Yeah, we saw Nine.
What do you mean? Oh, is that the thing that came out after that long blackout?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I do have to complain. Actually, before we do Nine, I have to do an Oh, for fuck's sake.
Okay.
We're sitting in the movie theater, me, Blue, Ducky, and zillion other people, including this bastard with his two kids who he couldn't stop making out with his wife and the two little bastard kids.
Yeah, but wait. The row after that, that bastard was funny.
He
was funny as shit, man. But, we'll talk about that one in a second. So, but go ahead.
What the fuck? Okay. He missed.
Yeah, anyways.
So, you know, we're sitting there and, you know, everything ends and the movie's supposed to start 5 minutes before the guy puts on the movie. We're sitting there and we're blank screen.
We hear the dee-dee-dee sound from the projector that's warning them that he's going to put it on. Oh my god,
the bomb is going to be blown up in the theater!
We peek into the back and he's got his earphones on and he's bumping to his, you know,
and the guy
Britney Spears or Justin Timberlake or something.
No, the guy that was up two rows ahead of us, he was like, oh yeah, I must be listening to that Lady Gaga.
But we have no clue who he's listening. He's just in there bumping, you know, acting like it was the greatest song he's ever heard in his life. Doesn't even realize what the hell he's doing.
This is how you use your mouth.
So, you know, we're all yelling, and, you know, I'm being the biggest bastard.
Any time,
sweetheart, come on!
And then finally when it starts, he's like, yeah, finally, motherfucker.
You know how to do your job, motherfucker.
Oh, wait, there's kids in the theater. Shit!
Mommy, what's the motherfucker? Your father.
Does that make you fatherfucker? No, I'm just kidding.
It's like, we're not going to have this conversation, but now you have a little brother.
Oh. Yeah, well, anyway, so on to the next part of that, you know, the actual movie.
Nine!
So, more or less, I think 1 out of 3 liked the movie, but 2 out of 3 were not as, you know...
You see, I liked its dark tone. I thought it was great PG-13.
I can agree with the whole setup that it was dark, and it was, you know...
It wasn't a hippie-happy CGI movie. It was like, holy shit.
But like you just said, that whole PG-13, who brings their 5-year-olds to a PG-13? Thank you.
The people that were sitting in front of us. But anyways, the motherfucker that was actually kind of crazy about it was they showed dead bodies.
Yeah.
Like, they showed a mother clutching a fucking, you know, dead...
Really show them. They're, like, sitting there and you can see the side view.
I saw it.
I said the side view. They didn't show, like, faces. You couldn't tell they were dead. They were just sitting there.
Dude, it said even that the gas that went off killed everybody.
It said it. But, you know, when I see a dead body, I want to see, you know, blood and
They didn't really show the face because of the fact that but you could tell that it was a mother and like, child.
And why, for the record, how long have these people been dead anyway?
Yeah, because they weren't skeletons there was
the skeletons that were in the movies. They were gray-skinned and everything like that, so they've been dead for maybe a little while.
Yeah, but the way that whole world looked, it looked like it's been gone for quite a while, but yet... The bodies were almost fully intact.
Well, maybe something had to do with the gas that fucking hit them.
That preserved them.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I liked it. I thought it was a really good job. It was short. It was just right under 80 minutes.
Yeah, we went from, like, what? Well, 11... When did the credits fucking start rolling? Because I didn't check the time, but I would say 11:15.
I don't take it from credits, because, you know, that whole 5-minute thing?
No. But I wanted to say, when the credits cut off, when we got into the actual movie, because we... The movie said it was supposed to be at 11:15, but then it could say, let's say 11...
It's supposed to be 11:05.
Well, 11:05. Okay, so let's say the movie started at 11:15.
Well, it was supposed to.
It went till 1...
It started at 1:20 after
the
break.
When did it end?
I think we were in the truck by 1:40.
So it was only 1 hour and 20 minutes.
Basically, yeah. Because it wasn't that long, but... All I could say, it wasn't really, like, for a kiddies kind of movie. Like,
oh, no way at all.
But it wasn't like a Toy Story fucking movie. and shit like that.
I don't know. We saw Toy Story while we were there because they're coming out in 3D.
Yeah, well, they're just going to be playing the first and second one. I thought they were actually doing a Toy Story 3.
That's coming out next year.
Oh, okay, well.
Which is creepy.
It took them fucking long enough.
But, legal issues and such between Pixar and Disney, because there was that part where Pixar was going to go off from Disney, but Disney owned the rights to Toy Story and
everything.
It's basically like Bungie when Microsoft and Halo and all that other bullshit. Yeah, so believe me, we know what the shit that goes on with that stuff. But, I don't know. I'd have to... what are we going to give the 10 rating? Well... We know King Baby Duck's going to give it at least above a 9.
No, I was giving it an 8.5 out of 10.
Okay, so that's actually reasonable for once.
Because I wish it was a little bit longer. I wish they explained a little bit of the things a bit quicker. But I could kind of understand them trying to drag it out to add a little bit of mystery to what is going on. However, they could have done it a bit earlier and then added more story to it.
Exactly.
Yeah, with me, I'm going to give it maybe like a 6 easily, because I have to say that the fucking graphics were amazing.
They were.
The graphics were just, that's pretty much what made the movie for me, and then it was the darkness and how it actually, it gave the kids actually like a point of view that not everything is all happy and fucking hippity-hop bullshit. I'd rather see these kids wake the fuck up, because they're all surrounded by this happy fucking... dreams, and they're all fucking like, yay, the world's gonna be great. And believe me, since I was 13, I fucking know, like, shit has not been fucking nice. So I know that shit,
I know that shit.
Fuck, man.
We all know that shit.
We just do our best to make it the best we can.
Oh my god, there's a fat cheerleader guy.
Yes!
He's like 400 pounds. Michigan, only Michigan, but okay. Truthfully, I think even the news is, hiding these kids from what it is. Like, when they talk about the war, it's like, 3 more soldiers died today, and the woman's got a big old smile. Now, next in sports, next in weather, show it. Don't show our dead soldiers, but show what the war looks like.
Yeah, at least show them that there's shit going on.
I know we're getting off topic a little bit. I do apologize real quick, but I do want to make one point.
Sorry.
And this really pissed me off when I saw it. Last week, what's it called? The Associated Press let out a picture of a U.S. Marine who blew his legs off.
Blowing the fuck apart.
They showed him dying. The kid didn't make it. He was from Maine.
So,
21 years old, and you actually see the blood off of his legs after they were blown off.
It kind of reminds me of the situation back in 2004 where the Boston Herald actually printed a picture of the woman lying dead in the street after being hit by the, what was it?
The bullet.
Sniper bullet?
No, not a sniper bullet. It was in Boston. It was during when...
The pepper ball.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Or they printed that girl over in the Middle East who got shot in the head.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, she got shot in the chest, dude.
You know what?
For fuck's sake, watch the fucking video.
So it didn't die. All right, she got shot and died, okay?
Yeah, let's just put it that way.
And then...
That was a disheartening fucking film right there.
Yeah. And then in the Globe, granted, it was a great pictures. They should have done it, but you know what? Kids shouldn't have seen it. The dead bodies of Uday and Kuse, Saddam Hussein's kids. They showed a picture of them and then showed the dead body all mangled.
Well, that's the only way that they could have reassured the people from Iraq and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
They were dead, but they shouldn't have showed it in America really so much.
Yeah. But, I saw it. Right here. That's right. Show those bodies. I wish they had a picture of Saddam swinging back and forth. But.
Yeah, exactly. But, we got to save the kiddies here. As much as bastards we are,
the children.
We've got fucked up childhood, so we just want to make sure that those kids aren't so fucked up because we just...
childhoods?
Oh, right. That's right. I forgot about that. No, dude, but more or less...
I lived in a war zone growing up.
No, but...
okay.
More or less what we're trying to do is just get used to it. But what were you going to say for your movie fucking thing?
Thank you. I was just getting to that. I'd say 6.4.
6.4?
Actually, 6.3.
63.
Woohoo.
Oh, bitch. Yeah, but I don't know. It seemed like that. It was just a dark movie altogether, and it worked out the way it did.
Ooh.
So more or less, if you really want to see a depressing movie, and what
that's a cube.
Now, what was what do you call it? Did he produce it or write it? Was it
he did both?
Tim Burton produced it along with the guy who did Wanted.
Yeah, okay, so there you go. There's your fucking right there. That's more.
Oh, I do have to tell you guys one thing about movies. Nightmare Before Christmas, coming out in 3D.
It's been out in 3D.
No, it's just coming out.
No, they did that 2 years ago in 3D.
I don't know, I just
yep, they did.
I don't know, they say
coming soon. Look it up online, they do it every Christmas.
So
I don't know, they just say coming
the same in. The same with the Polar Express in 3D, they do that every Christmas.
I don't know. I know they show it every Christmas, but they said that it's going to be an IMAX 3G.
3G?
I said 3D.
Yeah, okay.
Don't make fun of my lisp, all right?
Please rewind that one for it. No, I'm just kidding.
But so, no, I just saw it. I think I might go see it because I love that movie.
Yeah, it's really good, but sometimes I get annoyed of it. It's almost like watching, what was that movie again? The one that they play 24/7.
Oh, that one.
That used to be my favorite movie ever.
I fucking hate that movie because the kids back in sixth grade said, when we were watching it in class, they said I look like the motherfucker.
Oh my god, you do!
I fucking hate that one.
You do!
They said you looked like Ralphie.
Yeah, they said I look like Ralphie. I'm telling you, if you ever see me on the actual, like, show, whenever we do anything, I'm gonna be wearing a fucking mask, so fuck all you people.
can I say one thing, man? You need to meet a blonde and have, like, little baby boys when he grows up and you put his picture right next to it. Oh my god, look!
I hate you. I fucking hate you.
Put him in the pink bunny suit.
So we get some, you know, like bullies, he gets them to beat him up.
No. Hey, we put him in the pink bunny suit and we throw him in the school that way.
Oh man.
The 21st day school.
We are bastards. Alright, what's the next topic?
I have anime, but I'm not sure.
I needed a drink, I'm sorry.
No, okay.
I'm not getting out to leave, man. I just wanted to get a drink.
Alright.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, there was an anime that's finally coming out in America. I talked about this on New Borders No Raids, like, almost 2 years ago, but it's finally getting an American release here.
Took you that long to finally finish talking about it?
Yes. No, I'm just kidding.
It's called Nana, and it's based on a manga by Aizawa. It first premiered in Japan back in April 2006, but it's probably come out in America in 3 years. I think it had to do with a lot with the music licensing. That's why it took so long.
All right, wait, no. So what bands are on there?
Anasuchiya and Olivia are the two artists in there. This is the cartoon that really got me into Anasuchiya.
So what was the issue with the music?
Well, they were licensed in Japan, but they needed to get a good license of it in America.
Oh, they were shopping around.
Right.
Okay.
Basically. And without their music, this cartoon...
It wouldn't have been the same.
Exactly. It would have been shit.
Absolute crap.
Now, the story follows two girls that are named Nana. There's Nana Osaki, who you would like. She's a punk rocker girl that leads a band called Blackstone.
Can I ask a quick question?
What?
Is she that Japanese animation girl that has the big boobies and the nice...
No.
Round arse. Okay, so she's like a natural, like, yes. You know, looking
this
girl.
This is what's cool. This is what's good about this cartoon.
Because it actually
girls
has
are
really,
natural.
Okay, because, I mean, I do like it in big boobies. It's just sometimes it just gets ridiculous to the point where it looks like they're going to get smothered by it if they make the wrong movement.
Right.
Hey, those are good boobies.
Shut up, you fucking eat.
Now, anyway. Nana Saki,
fuck you.
Her ex-boyfriend, Ren, used to be the bassist in their band, but is now in a group called Trap Nest. So she's going off to Tokyo to start a new life, but accidentally runs into him again.
Oh, great.
Then we have the other Nana, Nana Komatsu. She's a small-time girl who moves to Tokyo to live closer to her boyfriend, who is double-timing her.
Really?
Really.
That sucks.
Yeah. And they give her the name Hachi because, their name Nana means seven and Hachi means eight.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. And there's kind of a little joke with that because Hachi's a famous dog in Japan that waited for his owner even though he, like, passed away, like, 30 years, well, like, many, many years beforehand, but he keeps on waiting for...
Oh, okay, so, yeah.
So she's kind of like, she's always waiting for the Anana to return.
Oh, okay, alright. Alright, now I see where you're going here.
Yeah. Now, the storyline has Nana getting back together with Ren, while Hachi kind of sleeps around from person to person after she, like, finds out her other boyfriend is double-timing her.
Kind of like Anvil.
Oh! And she winds up pregnant with the Trapness guitarist.
Ugh. Dude, this sounds like Jerry Springer all over again.
Yeah. The storyline is a bit on the girl's side, I'll admit that. But it does have some good stuff in there that the guys will like. And the punk rocker Nana, she kind of has a Dennis Leary type of charm to her.
Really? Ooh, Dennis Leary!
Does she rock a cigarette too while she's doing
it?
Yep. Oh, great.
She wore not just a cigarette, a clove.
Oh, okay. Ooh. So now that's the one thing I wondered about. Does she rock it kind of like the, from Detroit Metal, is it Detroit
Metal?
No. Metal, I don't know.
Yeah, Detroit Metal City, no. She doesn't rock it like her. But she smokes like crazy.
No, death metal. No, is it? The one that you just said, the Japanese version of that. With, whatever. Just anyways, go ahead.
Wait. What's that again?
I was talking about the girl. Remember how she was just like, you know, whenever we're watching the anime, right? She was always like, oh, fuck, you know. Or,
yeah, that's Detroit Metal City.
Detroit Metal City?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But it's not like her. She rocks the clove, but not as... Not like super crazy, but she does have, like I said, the Dennis Leary charm to her.
Yeah, you need to get it.
Now I did check out a bit of the English voice acting for it. It's not good.
Really?
I would stick with the sub because it's better. It fits the characters better, and whereas the dub just feels bland.
Just crap.
It feels like they were reading off of the script.
So they were just like, "Oh yeah, baby, yeah, okay, yeah." Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yes, exactly.
Are the best I've ever had.
Now, the music, like I said, made me think of both Olivia and Anna Tsuchiya, and if you recall from episode 3, Anna Tsuchiya's album Strip Me was on my top 10 Japanese albums of the past 25 years.
Really?
Yeah.
So...
I agree.
But as for grade, I have to give an A for the sub, but a C for the dub.
Yeah, so... Alright, well...
C-dubbed.
But altogether, the anime was great.
Right. And what's good, too, is it's from Madhouse, who animated Death Note, the upcoming Iron Man and Wolverine anime series, and Kamen no Mae Guy.
Really?
Really.
I like a Kamen no Mae Guy.
Alright, so now that anime's done, let's talk about music. And Anvil has introduced us to a new band of sorts.
Okay, yep. So the other
We had a couple bands that we just got added to, you know... Our MySpace and everything like that, where we're going 354 strong, I believe, right now.
Yeah, about that. The other night, I was in there adding people, you know, just doing some work on our MySpace for the group. And I got a message, and it was from this group called Madeline Speak. They're from Orange County, California.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I decided, all right, let's see what this is about. You know, we had a small little conversation, which was, you know, really cool. You know, we love when bands get a hold of us. If you don't contact us, we have no clue what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes these MySpace people, they don't even really look like, you know, music kind of setups unless you actually go in.
Yeah, they do it mainly for their numbers. We're looking to try to find out new stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad, you know, whoever was from this group contacted me. So, you know, we added them, and I went home, you know, because I was at a friend's house, sat down, just... You know, went to the MySpace, listened to the music. Mm-hmm. I liked it.
From what we were playing when we were just sitting here earlier, this is what we do to check out music really fast.
Yeah,
is you just skip through the music and listen to like minute to minute half of the music.
I went 2 minutes of each song, except for you know there was a song that I really enjoyed.
Well, yeah, it's called "Goodbye, Baby."
I think it was "Sweet Baby."
Yeah, goodbye, something like baby. That.
I should have written it down.
We're sorry, but it's really fucking good.
Yeah, you know, it is. I really like their music. I hope they do come out here to the Boston area, because, you know, we definitely want to go check them out.
Yeah,
do remind me of, like, an American version of a Japanese band I like called Ichini Zero Ichini, and they have that sort of vibe to them.
Oh, yeah, it's a really good band, because when we do our side radio show that's called No Borders, No Race, it's pretty interesting that we do that whole, you know, that's a good freaking band right there.
Yes.
You know, so. We've been asked to check out some other bands, and they're...
alright, but weird. This one actually felt like it was actually organized for once, because sometimes it just, you know, music, needs to flow. It doesn't need to, like, you know, sometimes there's that stop, and you're just like, why was there a stop in there?
Or
why
it seems like they're forcing what they're saying.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
They knew what they were doing. Not every song sounds alike, either, and that's what I like about it.
Yeah.
You know, I hope they have a CD, and I'm going to say it to them, because, you know, I'm going to send them a message, and I know that we did talk about them on this episode.
Yeah.
If you guys have a CD that you might be willing to send over for us to have,
go right ahead.
Come on.
You know, we'll promote it. You know, if you need, I can give you an address.
Email us on, you know,
Our MySpace or the
or
website.
Even the website.
We'll get back to you. We'll give you an address to send it. You know, even any band on our MySpace, Facebook, we can want to give you an address to send, you know, the music.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
definitely.
Because we want to hear you. We want to promote you if we like you. Yeah. I know, you know, there's a few people I've mentioned this band to. King Baby Duck over here didn't get a chance to listen to it because
like fully
we've been
but
busy, so I was able to throw it on because I've been just busy this week. I didn't get a chance to speak to him about it, but he listened to it. Now, what's you guys' full? What's your ranking 1 through 10 for this band?
Seeing as you know, I heard you know just a little bit here and there of them. You were only playing clips from them, but I gotta say, they got a lot of good potential.
Until I fully listened to it, I'd give it a 9 straight out, but.
I would give him a bit of an 8. I would give him an 8. But if I hear more of it and I wind up liking it, I'll bump it up to like a 9.5.
So, I mean, me, I've actually listened to every single song, you know, because I'm the kind of person that, you know, when I'm getting ready for work or I'm in the shower, I like to listen to music. Brought my laptop in, you know, just sat there, you know, instead of throwing it on the TV before, you know, going to bed, I listened to them and it worked. I give him a 9.7.
Nice. That's like that. Yeah.
Sure. Now the only reason they're not going to get a perfect 10, that's not enough songs there yet.
Right.
There was
yeah,
6
that
songs.
Happens. That
you know. Happens. You know, but that's well. You have to admit though, that's not bad for the only flaw I found with this whole band is, you guys know me.
Yes.
I'm not big into some kinds of music. This is one of them, and I liked it.
Yeah. So, but I mean, but yeah.
So it makes you go, wow, this impresses me.
Exactly. Well, they make me want to go see them.
From a lot of the MySpace people that we've been talking to that have, you know, music setups or anything like that, they usually try not to put all their music out there because that leads the people into, you know, maybe buying their album or even, you know, trying to get a lot of stuff off them as well.
Exactly. That's why I asked if they have a CD. You know, we'd like to hear it.
Yeah, so we can do it straight out.
What you know, I'd love to do you know for the end of the year, you know, top 10
yes.
new bands, and but
absolutely,
you need to send us your CD so we can you know hopefully add you into this group.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I know there's a lot of bands. There's still that band that I mentioned a few weeks ago. That they still haven't gone back to us.
Ugh.
Yeah,
I don't know if I
think
should
we got to do some stuff for Guamba as well because guy is wicked, pretty fucking cool.
So I want to get a hold of Guamba because you know what we talked about them a few weeks ago. They're from Oregon. This group from Orange County. I'm starting to like some of those West Coast, you know, rockers.
Mm-hmm. We're going to start.
Are they kind of like in the same, not like the same style, but do they live in like in the same area as like the Decemberists or?
Not sure.
Not sure.
What I would have to say is that what we're going to do is Anvil and I are going to have to sit there, weed through all the musicians that we have, except for that Jeffree Star motherfucker. I don't like him too much.
He's creeping me out with
that dude's
kind of,
I mean. This is
a dude that
wants to be a chick, and this whole picture that he had up, that kind of fucking had.
I mean, there's a line between being artistic and disgusting. Well, this was actually.
I do have to make one statement right now. We support everybody no matter what they want to be, gay, straight, transgender, whatever.
But this is too much.
But when you're wearing, you know, your pink hair, you have the Marilyn Manson look, you're wearing all leather, and you have a fake vagina on with blood pouring out of it.
Yeah, that's a little bit too much, and especially with all the kiddies on MySpace or some shit.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
That's going to disturb any fucking person.
It's kind of hard, you know, when you try to listen to the music and you get creeped out by what you see.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're going to sit there, we're going to weed through all of the music, and we're going to try to put together our top 10 list and see what happens. I mean, it's now the beginning of September. We have, what, 3 more months?
Yes.
So if any bands...
listen to this or any of our other podcasts.
Just contact us.
Contact us anyway.
We'll give you, you know, a mailing address. You send out the CD. We'll take a listen, and we would like to add you to our list. And you know, hopefully, we can get you guys out here, So, I mean, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I really like this band. It's called Madeline Speak. Look them up online.
Madeline Speak.
Yes. Two Speak. Words. So, yeah, I mean, music is music. We listen to it all.
Yeah.
From J-Rock and J-Pop over here with King Baby Duck.
Yep.
I like hip-hop, rap, R&B, heavy metal. I'm that guy that... I love all kinds of music.
Mm.
To me, music is like women. I like it all.
I like anything that's really like... like, with the rap, it has to be intelligent. Like,
yeah, it has to be like Bus Driver.
Bus Driver set up like that.
I mean, Jay Lou the Damage.
I'll definitely listen to some Snoop Dogg or some shit, but I don't go and do any of those acts like fucking weed or anything like
Lupe
that.
Lupe Fiasco is another really good rapper.
Asher Roth.
Asher Roth is a white boy. I hate fucking college, actually, but more or less I do respect his song if I was living in one of those fucking colleges that were party-like.
He's not one of those guys that it's like, fuck a bitch, yeah, beat her ass, let's smoke some...
Hey, let's do a motherfucking drive-by. Yeah.
Beat that pussy like Chris Brown.
Oh!
Yeah, let's go choke a bitch like Sean Merriman.
This is why we have him as fearless leader.
Yeah.
King Baby Duck is crazy.
What it is, me and Blue get distracted by shiny objects, so he has to be the fearless leader, but shiny objects don't bother him. He stared at him so long, he has become a shiny object.
Yes. And it's in my pants.
Oh! Whoa, buddy.
Hey, he has a detachable penis and he went with aluminum this month.
Not King Crimson. You know that hit song, Detachable Penis?
Yeah, I remember.
That was a great song. I think that makes my top 10 list. It was funny. And also, if you're a comedian, get a hold of us too. We love comedy.
Yes. We might do a clip show of like the best comedy bits.
Yeah,
we can't think of anything for the week.
The other things that I want to do is be able to bring on some of my other friends. I don't know if we'd make them official bastards of members like how we are right now.
Yeah,
but I would like to definitely bring them on as like side or guests or anything like that because I've got some funny bastards as friends at college.
Yeah. I do have somebody who would like to join up for we go see the Boondock Saints.
Yeah.
You'd like to come with us and, even join the show.
Yeah, see, that's what we could do. We could do special guests. Like, we had Panda on. That was, like, a special guest right there.
We had Jay Bezos.
I believe we can make him a member because right now, sometimes he has Saturdays off and sometimes he doesn't. So it just depends on that whole setup.
And by the way, for the weekend of when we go see Zombieland, I got to, like...
Dude, we gotta
drag Pink Taco because she wants to see that too.
What I'm hoping that we can actually possibly do is get it to the point where we get so many people that we could take up at least two or three rows. I want to be able to fucking do that.
Yeah, but that would be a ridiculous podcast episode.
Well, go to the movies.
I want to be able to have that creepy fucking, like, just have a group of friends go to the movies all together all at once.
Is this a weird cult? No, it's
not
the Bachelor. Oh, I've heard about them. I heard the penis sizes are really huge.
I think we should all wear black, and we should walk in a straight line and do that whole, old creepy music.
It has to be more of like, B-A-S-U-D-O-R-E-M-A.
Yes.
No, but remember that show? What was that? What was that movie?
What, with the Monty Pythons?
No.
Oh, ew.
No, I don't even remember.
Oh, you're talking about The Wizard of Oz?
That's it, thank
you.
You know how creepy we'd all sound coming down the tunnel?
Yeah, that'd be fucking creepy.
No, all I can think of is on the episode of Mystery Science Theater 2000, back when it was Mystery Science Theater 2000, there was an episode where they were making fun of a movie called Teenage Cavemen, and when all the guys would be chasing after someone, they would be going, do 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 do. Know how creepy that would be if we were all just doing that?
Or we could do classic and have us at the end of the tunnel. And have us all in a group, like a football team. Let's do this! Let's, like, go running in. Yes. It's like the first people see, like, old people and they just have a heart attack. It's like,
hey, what's those boys and girls doing over here? Oh, my God!
It's like,
such a ruckus! Oh,
I think I'm just so punish.
I can definitely say that I would like to see us rocking the black shirts with Boston Bastard Brigade, the symbol that we have right on our shirts and everything like that, so everybody else could go, who the fuck are they? And they see BostonBastardBrigade.com on the back of the shirt and our
I think we should get t-shirts, symbol. But I think, you know, when we finally do it, we need to get one big enough for my fat ass.
I think we need a circus tent for your motherfucking ass. You're a huge bitch.
Hey, I lost weight. You're a huge bitch anymore.
But yeah, I mean, yeah. So more or less, we're trying to look for, you know, that and followers, and you know, because you don't have to be a part. You don't have to, you know. That's the beauty that I'm thinking, that more or less how I get people to join our MySpace or, you know, Facebook. More or less, I say, hey, you know what? If you're a bastard, you don't have to be directly from Boston. If you're a bastard, you could definitely be on our group. You don't have to, you know, that's the beauty of it. It's more or less, it's like a running gag that we have going. That's what we're trying to do here.
Do you know what I heard? I heard Boston Red Sox are going to put the B3M on the Green Monster for one day.
For one day only.
But unfortunately, there isn't going to be a game that day.
Yeah, so.
But they're still showing support and they're going to let us take a picture.
Yeah, so.
When?
Oh, soon. Pretty soon.
It'll be up on our website.
And then we're going to also do an article and put up the pictures on it and everything like that. It's going to be fucking cool.
Yeah, you know, I'm
too bad we couldn't get any of the Red Sox guys to actually, you know, quote it.
So the day that it's going to be done, I'm going to be able to go in there. I'll get a picture of that. I'll get some other pictures, like the trophies and the couple of Golden Glove Awards and the Cy Youngs and some cool pictures from the Hall of Fame. You know, I worked this out. It's all good.
It's going to be awesome.
Yes. So, you know, I want to thank the Red Sox for that opportunity to, you know, let me go through Fenway Park and see some of the really cool stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I think we should be closing it up. It's so much time.
Yes. Yeah, it's
so let's just do a recap of the show.
Yeah, okay. Mario Kart Wii, awesome video game.
Awesome.
Sports.
Good
all
week.
Over the place.
Go Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. Fuck you, Derek Jeter, but congratulations.
Jeter, you're such a fucking cheater. No, I'm just kidding.
Extract, not so good. 1 out of 3 likes it, while the other two are kind of...
Well, I'm just wondering how Shades would have been thinking about that one.
Well, I think he would have liked it, because he's into the whole, like, steampunk, stitch punk that was.
Well, no, it wasn't that. I think it just took way too long to set up, and that's what ruined it for me.
I'm just wondering why the hell their burlap sack was considered as skin, or actually they felt hurt because they were just little like robot things.
Yeah, but
or
you have to remember they were the guys.
Yeah, I know, but
and truthfully, I mean, it wasn't long enough.
Yes,
I felt like, you know, they should have been paying me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then Nana, stick with the sub. Don't watch it with the dub.
Yeah,
and then Madeline Speaks.
Yeah, Madeline Speaks.
Madeline Speaks.
I mean, I liked it. They seemed to like the little bit they heard. So, you know, we're going to get a chance for them to listen to it all.
Yeah, we'll definitely put that in. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to have to start getting the big guy here, Anvil, to start doing some fucking articles. Because you don't have an article up yet, man. Come on.
Hey, I left a comment.
So what we'll do is we'll put, you know, the music kind of set up on that one, too, or something.
I'll get some stuff.
Like that.
Well, I'm mainly the sports guy, so I mean...
We're just going to have to put a combined one together for a music list or something like that.
Yeah,
we'll get together. Like, he did his J-pop, or top 25. We'll do our thing.
It was just a top 10, so.
That's why we're going to do a top 10 type thing.
So, yeah, it's going to be one of those setups, so definitely look forward to that. Also, if you want to hit us up, you can hit us up by either Boston Bastard Brigade or
.com.
.com.
The Bastards at BostonBastardBrigade.com. Our MySpace.
Look up our Facebook and us on iTunes if you're not listening to us through iTunes already.
Or you can contact us each by our name at BostonBastardBrigade.com.
Yeah, so it'd be either Anvil or Bluonic or
King Baby. Black Flame,
Paint Taco, Lorraine, and Jay Bizzo.
Yeah, so we're definitely going to be working on getting our women of Boston Bastard Brigades in here to actually start talking.
Yeah.
And we're having a great time.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you know, like we always say, support the local arts. That's what we're doing. Because, you know, if it wasn't for our support in the local arts, nobody would really know about Madeline's.
Yeah, especially that.
And you know what, too? We should even be looking into, like, art exhibits and stuff like that. Museums.
Yes, we will definitely. Actually,
I heard this spring the Museum of Science is going to have a baseball exhibit.
Okay, we're going to have to check that one out.
So, you know, I'm going to look into that stuff because, you know, working in Boston, I do know some of this stuff, so I'll try to find that so we can take some trips. We do have a couple trips planned.
Yep. Topsfield Fair.
Topsfield Fair, the opening Saturday, we're going to review it. Mm-hmm. There's a couple other things that I haven't discussed with them yet, so I'm not going to put it out here yet until we've finished it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we have
no fat cons.
What? No, why would I want to bring you to all the leather and whips and handcuffs and chains?
I don't think I could handle that, dude.
Take shades with you.
I have nightmares.
Okay, so until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
Blue Hotic.
And there's...
Anvil!
Hiding in his shirt because...
Michigan just scored. Bang, bang, bang.
But they took away Notre Dame's touchdown!
Why don't you cry about it?
I am!
Anyway,
let's go Irish, here we go. Yep. And we are the Boston Bastard Brigade.
That cheerleader's got a great ass!
And that's titty. The real and she's pretty. She looks like she's on crystal meth.
Hey, it's time for Grace.
Oh, shit!
Alright, let's cut this motherfucker off.
Peace!